It's Monday, September 27th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese movie, originally called Moses on the Plain, was abruptly changed to Fire on the Plain, reports International Christian Concern. On September 20th, when director Zhang Ji appeared on the red carpet of the Beijing International Film Festival's open ceremony, he said, quote, "In this movie, we use a lot of fire as an element. I hope it can bring everyone brightness and strength," end quote. According to Radio Free Asia, Father Francis Liu from Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness believes that the real motive behind the name change is due to the fact that Moses is a biblical character. Beijing is seeking to remove all Christian-related terms from the public sphere. The Chinese communists are even more disturbed by the name of Jesus. The description found in Acts 4, verse 18, could just as well describe their hostility to the church today. Then they called Jesus' disciples in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Monoclonal antibody treatments like Regeneron have proven to be highly effective in treating COVID patients. They provide relief within 24 hours, reduce the severity of the symptoms, and keep them out of the hospital. That's why Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis was thrilled to hear that they would be receiving a 50% increase in shipments from the federal government.
We were excited a few weeks ago when President Biden said that the federal government was going to be increasing the shipments of monoclonal antibodies to the states by 50% because we had been using it to great success. This is a treatable illness.
Despite the fact that Florida was successfully treating 45,000 COVID patients per week with monoclonal antibodies, the Biden administration dramatically cut them by more than 50% to just 18,000 doses.
Instead of increasing by 50%, HHS seized control of the Regeneron nationwide, decided that it would dictate how many doses would be available statewide, not just for state sites, but including the hospitals. So they had a dramatic reduction in the amount of Regeneron statewide in Florida. Where we had 45,000 doses a week just a few weeks ago, we're now less than 18,000 doses of Regeneron.
Governor DeSantis voiced his anger with President Biden's immoral decision.
Cutting the medication to Florida and other states is wrong. It's not consistent with the promise that was made just a couple weeks ago. We are going to continue to fight against that.
To his credit, DeSantis announced on September 23rd that he had secured thousands of monoclonal antibody treatments for Floridians with COVID-19 from a UK-based company, reports the Epoch Times.
We're not just sitting on our rump. We're making things happen. So the state of Florida has been able to acquire an additional 3,000 doses of the monoclonal antibody Sotrovimab, which is manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline. So we're going to be able to use that Sotrovimab to bridge some of the gaps that are going to be developing as a result of the Biden administration dramatically cutting medications to the state of Florida.
Three people are dead and more than 50 are injured after an Amtrak train carrying 147 passengers and 13 crew derailed in Montana on Saturday afternoon, reports the Kenosha News. 7 cars out of the 10 cars on Amtrak's Empire Builder 727 train derailed as it carried passengers from Chicago to Seattle. 2 train cars reportedly separated and slid down a 30-foot embankment. A Republican-backed review of the 2020 presidential election in Arizona's largest county ended Friday, without producing proof to support former President Donald Trump's claim of a stolen election, reports the Associated Press. After 6 months of searching for evidence of fraud, the firm hired by Republican lawmakers came up with a vote tally that would not have altered the outcome, finding that Biden won by 360 more votes than the official results certified last year. Chris Cuomo's former boss, Shelley Ross, accused him of sexual harassment in a New York Times op-ed published Friday. Ross alleged that Cuomo touched her inappropriately at a New York City bar in 2005 during a going-away party for an ABC colleague, reports the LA Times. Cuomo, who had gotten married to Christina Grieven in 2001, would have been well advised to abide by the scriptural admonition found in Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, age 88, said on Friday he is running for re-election in 2022 for an eighth term in the Senate, reports the Washington Examiner. He would be 95 at the end of his next term. And finally,
there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Those famous lyrics were written and sung by Lee Greenwood in 1983 to unite Americans and instill pride in the country. Greenwood was appointed to the National Council on the Arts by Republican President George W. Bush. He was reappointed by liberal Democrat Barack Obama and by populist conservative Donald Trump. But Greenwood was notified on September 22nd that the Biden administration will not reappoint him to the Arts Council. Gary Bauer of the Campaign for Working Families said, quote, "The Biden administration has been relentless in purging conservatives from every government board and agency. But Greenwood has two targets on his back. Not only was he appointed by a Republican president, his anthem is pro-American and anti-globalist, and Joe Biden and his party are all in for globalism. That's why they refuse to defend our borders. That's why they claim America was founded by evil men," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.